The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service today of Holy Communion. Welcome to all those who are joining us at home on the live stream and all who are tuning in on the dial-up service. We're delighted to have everybody with us on this Father's Day. So hello to all the fathers in the house this morning and the granddads, and all who fill that shaped hole in our various family situations. We're delighted to have you with us. Today also is World Refugee Day, and we'll be thinking about that in our prayers this morning. But the main theme of our service is about power and authority. And we're going to be thinking in particular about the way that Jesus exercised those things. We have some notices for the week that is to come. On Wednesday evening, our Alpha course is continuing. It's drawing towards a close, and there'll be another course starting in September if people would like to take that opportunity to do the Alpha course. On Thursday evening, our parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom. And on Friday, we look forward to launching another Messy Church online. And I know a lot of schools are finishing up on Friday, but there's the opportunity to have lots of fun online with our Messy Church activities. You can find them all on the St. Finian's YouTube channel, and they will be launched on Friday. Next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we're having a special family service, and we're going to, in particular, to honour our Sunday school who've been participating over the last 16 months or so over Zoom and a combination of lessons at home. And we're also going to be saying thank you to all their teachers and helpers who've done a fantastic job over this past year and a bit. And we have a special speaker coming for next Sunday morning's service. On Sunday evening, next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, our service is the service of evening prayer. Also, there's an advance notice that on Wednesday week through to Friday of the following week, there's going to be some gardening work taking place here in the church grounds. We normally have a work party this year, or at this time of the year, but we've got to scale it back slightly, and we're hoping to be able to clear away some of the grass and do some tidying up around the grounds. That's on Wednesday week right through to Friday of that week, from 10 to 8:30 each day. As we come together this morning into God's presence, our opening hymn is a hymn that invites us just to still our hearts and to quieten our minds as we sing the hymn, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord."
Thank you.
Our service today is the service of Holy Communion. We pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we respond to God's forgiveness as we say together the words of Gloria in Excelsis. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our special collect prayer for today, the third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The epistle is written in the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians in the sixth chapter, beginning at the first verse. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts also. Here ends our epistle reading. The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark in the fourth chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our next hymn is a hymn that speaks of God's power to save even in the storm. Eternal Father, strong to save. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In a week of political upheaval and turmoil in our province, I wonder how you are with power and authority. Most of us perhaps have more of it than we think, and we wield it every day in all sorts of different ways. For example, we give consent to the emails that we allow to capture our attention. Sometimes all you have to do is look at the heading and you know that it's going to be of no relevance to you whatsoever, and so you don't even open it. I sit on a central church committee called the Bishop's Appeal, and in the 7 or 8 times a year that we meet, we often disperse grants to different projects working in the developing world as part of what we do. And earlier this week at such a meeting, we allocated some grants totaling about £23,000 sterling and €18,500. And it was absolutely encouraging and fantastic to be able to support such worthy projects in countries like Malawi and Bolivia, in Ethiopia and the Democratic Republic of Congo and Bangladesh. But the flip side of this was that we had to say no to projects in Nepal and Rwanda because of the limited funds we had available. And whenever those living on the ground are living in such difficult and desperate circumstances, you feel the weight of those decisions as a committee. If you're a parent or a grandparent, maybe too, you sometimes also feel the weight of power and authority in your decisions. When, for example, do you allow the children in your care more freedom and responsibilities? Will they be safe doing the activities that they ask you to do? And even in the world of church, as we're all aware, the Select Vestry had to undertake various risk assessments before we were allowed to reopen our building for public worship. And such assessments will need to be carried out for our various organizations before they can resume meeting face to face, hopefully in the coming months. Today's gospel reading is a reading all about power and authority. But it arises in the context of a storm on the Sea of Galilee as Jesus and his disciples are crossing in a boat. And Jesus is asleep in the stern, resting his head on a cushion. Now, these are all experienced fishermen who were traveling with Jesus. They were used to these turbulent waters, and they knew how quickly and unexpectedly storms could arise. But this one did take them by surprise, it seems. The waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. In fact, they couldn't keep up with the bailing out of water. And they knew that their boat was just seconds from being totally filled, and they feared that they would surely die as a result. And you know, we need to be prepared for the storms that will surely come our way in life also. And just like this one on the Sea of Galilee, those storms can come upon us unexpectedly in the form of illness or bereavement, or the loss of a job or relationship. And those kinds of storms can certainly take the rug from under our feet. One day, we're getting on with our lives as normal, and the next day, we find ourselves scrambling around, trying somehow to respond to whatever unexpected crisis has overcome us. Sometimes people suggest that as Christian believers, we should somehow have immunity from crisis, some sort of magic protection or vaccine that means that we will never have anything difficult or unpleasant to contend with. Jesus, however, never gave any such guarantees when we decided to follow him and to trust him. And the disciples, in their panic and their fear, they waken Jesus with a question. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? And I think that that's a cry we can probably all identify with who've ever experienced some of these unexpected storms in our lives. Everything is going wrong, you're sinking, and God seems to be asleep. He seems to be absent, or he seems to be unaware of what's going on for us. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Now, these disciples, they'd lived with Jesus for some time now, but they underestimated him. They underestimated his power to help to handle the crisis in their lives. You see, in the presence of Jesus, we can have power, even in the wildest storms of life. And by his actions in response to the disciples, Jesus is essentially making a statement about power. And what he's saying, if I'm understanding it correctly, is that I am not just someone who has power. I am power itself. Anyone who has any power in the whole universe has it on loan from me. And it doesn't matter who we are, whether we're a political leader or a sporting superstar or a significant player in the business world, unexpected things happen and it can all be taken away in an instant. It's interesting that before Jesus calms the storm, we're told that the disciples are afraid. After he calms the storm, they're terrified. And we need to remember that a big part of Mark's gospel is about revealing to us who Jesus is. And by commanding the wind and the waves to be still, we notice that when Jesus speaks to the wind and the waves, they're as compliant as a small child when an adult restrains them or speaks to them. And the disciples realize in that moment that Jesus is as unmanageable as the storm itself. The storm had immense power and they couldn't control it, but Jesus had infinitely more power, so they had even less control over him. And what he seems to be saying, again, if I understand it correctly, is that he does allow people he loves to go through storms, and that he will be with them in those storms. And so therefore, we don't have to panic. And that's significantly where the trust part comes in. If Jesus is God, well then he's got to be great enough to let us go through some things that we don't understand. His power is unbounded, but so are his wisdom and his love. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. And we pray that your church throughout the world would be a shelter and a support for all those who are going through the storms of life. We pray too that your church would be a place where those who seek to grow in holiness and Christ-likeness would find faith and resources for that journey. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. And today we pray for this land after a week of turmoil and upheaval in local politics. We ask for wisdom and stability. And we pray for those who will lead the country forward. We pray for the courage to tackle the huge waiting lists for medical consultations and surgeries. We pray for those who are tasked with finding suitable school provision for our children and rebuilding the economy. And we pray for the courage that is needed to move beyond party politics and personal animosities to working together for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick, for the poor, and for those in any kind of trouble. And on this World Refugee Day, as we were singing in our last hymn, we pray for all who are in peril on the sea, those who are fleeing their native land on dangerous journeys across the oceans in search of refuge and sanctuary for them and their families. We pray too for all who oversee and seek to assist those in those crisis situations. And also on this Father's Day, we remember the role of dads and granddads and those who act as father figures to offer support and help in people's lives. We pray too for all who find this a difficult day, those who've lost their fathers, those who are estranged from them through difficult circumstances, and we ask for healing and new possibilities to move things forward. But we also want to take a few moments this morning just to pray for those known to us who are sick at home or in hospital, and we lift them into the healing presence of Jesus, asking him to calm the storm that is raging around them and to bring them his peace. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Our next hymn, as we prepare to receive God's gift of peace and love through his sacrament, in the quiet consecration. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life.
At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us, who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. If you haven't been back to church in a while since all the lockdowns, we receive our Holy Communion in our seats, and we receive it just in the form of bread only, in accordance with the guidelines at the present time. And so we invite you to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining and whose power we cannot comprehend, give us a glimpse of your glory on earth, but shield us from knowing more than we can bear, until we may look upon you without fear, through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. And we pray together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Thank you so much to everybody for joining with us in our worship today, whether you're here in the building or whether you are at home and following us in that way. Just before we sing our final hymn, I'm delighted this morning to be able to announce the appointment of the Reverend Andy Hay to be curate assistant here in St. Finian's following the successful completion of his academic studies and a meeting in the Theological Institute on the 2nd of June. The Reverend Andy has been appointed as curate of St. Finian's, and he will be starting with us in September. And I know many people will remember Andy from the time when he did a parish placement with us, so we're really delighted at the prospect of him coming to serve with us here. And the very good news is that he is going to be our special speaker next week at our Children's Day service. So we congratulate him and we look forward to him coming amongst us initially next week, but on a more regular basis from September onwards. Our closing hymn this morning is a hymn that reminds us again of Jesus' presence with us in the storms of life. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult.